Class is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norman. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norman.
Welcome to Spirituality 101. This is your host, Reverend Norma, and it's Friday. And of course, Friday is wonderful, wonderful time when we begin to disengage from the commercial world or the field in which we work and begin to turn our attention to getting into the things that we enjoy doing, being able to relax. And so I am very thankful today that you have taken time out to turn your attention to things that are spiritual. Here at Spirituality 101, we have devised what I would like to think of as the missing college course. That course on spirituality, the course that will help you to understand the mysteries of life, the course that brings the missing pieces and those things that are of value to our spirit and to our nature, our natural nature, spiritual beings. And so we are here to inform, we are here to instruct, we are here to support you on your journey. It matters not to us what path you may have chosen upon which to tread, because here at Spirituality 101, we believe that all paths lead home. And so wherever you are on your path of your choice, whatever it is that you are struggling to master right now, whatever it is that you have achieved and you are willing to celebrate, we are here to support you. The earth is in its transition to the fifth dimension, and all living things upon the earth is required. Notice I did not say expected, required to make the same transition. So we'd like to think that at Spirituality 101, we are bringing you practices, introducing you to practices and possibilities and ways in which you can clear space, ways in which you can embrace and join with universal principles, ways in which you can begin to make your life more joyful, and to ensure that this transition into the fifth dimension becomes a fulfilling and life-giving one for each and every one of us. So, welcome. Today we want to talk about light. And as I thought about that, it occurred to me that I probably needed an entire day's workshop to address a concept as monumental as this. So let's talk about light. It's a very familiar word in the field of spiritual growth and consciousness. But today we want to take a closer look so that we can be real clear that we're all on the same page as we use this word back and forth in our consciousness raising. I'd like to start off with a definition that was given to me from spirit a long, long time ago, and this is what it sounds like. Love is divine. God is love. And love, when it hits the density that is earth, turns into light. I'll repeat that again. Love is divine. God is love. And love, when it hits the density that is earth, turns into light. So that if we kind of understand that a little bit, if we really stop and kind of like allow that to settle on us, we'll begin to discover that the word love, the word divine, the word God, and the word light are all intertwined on that same frequency. I'd like to kind of take a page from my own journey here to help you to understand the meaning of the word light, because I don't think words can adequately describe it. When I was 26, I had a near-death experience. I had an emergency, a medical emergency, and I was in the hospital and on an operating table. My heart stopped, and I was transmitted to the other side. Now, that experience involved making my way through a very dark tunnel. And, of course, once you enter the tunnel, it's darkness that you can hardly describe in the English language. And then this flicker of light emerged in the midst of the darkness. So naturally, one's eyes gets drawn to the only spot in the middle of this total darkness where there's light. And the light began to pulsate, and it began to expand. And I really can't explain to you the phenomenally joyful feeling that one experienced when that happened. Because one minute you're in the middle of total darkness, and the next minute you've got this pulsating light, that with each pulse it grows bigger and bigger. And then the next thing I know was I was plummeted out of the tunnel, like suctioned out of the tunnel, and found myself in brilliant, clear, crisp, white light. In that moment, I was very aware that I had become love. I had merged with the light, and there are no real words in any language to adequately experience the phenomenal joy that I felt when I became, or I was aware that I was totally light. It's a phenomenal thing. It's an exciting thing. And much as I've tried over these years to describe that joy, I really don't have enough adjectives to describe it. So today when we're talking about light, we're talking about that light that is divine. We're not talking about artificial lighting. We're talking about that light that is divine, that light that is within us. That light is the structure upon which we are made. But when we're walking on the earth, we tend to get focused on all the lessons we have to learn and not so much on the power of the light that we're carrying inside of us. Generally, the way we think about light has gone through a series here on Earth, if we look at it from the scientific perspective. The way we think about light has gone through a series of changes from the theories given to us by the ancient Greeks all the way down to Albert Einstein's theories. And we've now basically come to accept that a beam of light radiates outwards at all times. And there is a radiation. And that radiation creates a wave. And that wave consists of energy in the form of electric and magnetic fields, which has come to be referred to as electromagnetic radiation. It's important for us to keep this scientific description in the back of our minds as we talk about this notion of light and what it does for us when we become aware of it. In order to be able to have a decent understanding of your divinity, for all of us, for us to really be able to understand that when we entered the world, we entered as creatures of divinity, scrolled in light. But in order for us to really be able to get a really good understanding or overstanding, I like the word overstanding better than the word understanding, of this, will require that we, in a meditative state, take ourselves, go deeply inside and discover and engage and expand the levels of light that we carry within. Because each human being in their divinity has been scrolled in this divine light, in this supernatural force that we have become to believe and come to know as light. What has that got to do with raising consciousness, you may very well ask? I have a student who has walked with me for many, many years, John. And I had the privilege of sitting in circle with John when his third eye got opened up. And it was kind of an interesting day. We were having an all-day circle. And he walked in, and there were a group of people sitting in a circle. And John looked around, and his eyes kind of lit up, and he looked at each person. He says, "Wow, your light shines brightly." He's very excited. The room at the time consisted of all females because we were all just getting ready to gather for our monthly circle. So he got very excited and he began to describe the levels of light that he was perceiving. And then he turned to me, asked me the question, is it that only women are lit up like this? Soon after he asked that question, there was a knock on the door, and the Federal Express guy had kind of showed up to deliver, to do a delivery, and I invited the Federal Express guy. I said, can you step inside for 1 minute? John turned around, took one look at him, and go, wow, he's lit up too. It was an exciting moment to be present when someone kind of opens up their eyes, that spiritual third eye that is kind of between on the forehead, just between the two eyebrows. It's a fascinating thing to be present when that happens. It's also fascinating if you can be around the newly born baby, the moment at which the physical eyes actually begin to focus. When babies come in, they're not focused. They can hear and they can follow. But if you can be around in that moment when focus takes place and they actually can see the outlines of the light, et cetera, that they have entered, the light of the world, it's also a very fascinating place to be. So we're talking today about the spiritual light, this force of energy that is the steward of creation. I'd like to think of light also in this way, that it's the force of reclamation. It's stewarded by the power of creation. And light is nothing less than life itself. So today I want us to ask ourselves, as we're listening to this, how much life do you have invested inside of yourself? How much light are you carrying at this time in your development? And when you stop and make an assessment of that, perhaps, do you feel like you are ready to be able to engage, to bring in, and to hold on to much more light as if you're carrying today? And if the answer to that question is yes, what is it going to take to get you there? And so I want us to think about that as we go off to the break in a minute. And are you ready to increase the levels of light that you carry in the physical body? Are you ready to open up yourselves, engaging and to receiving and working from light, this light that comes to us from multidimensional levels? Because when we're ready to do that, then we're now ready to really allow ourselves to be expanded, to open up, and fully engage creation, all of creation, and take our place as co-creators, the divine force here on earth, as it is decreed above. Don't go away. This is Reverend Norma. We'll be right back. Spirituality 101.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
What's this? Milk. Low fat, no fat. They're milk too, and their names rhyme.
This man may sound odd.
Low fat, no fat.
But to his 3-year-old daughter helping him pick out food, he makes perfect sense.
Here's cheese with holes in it.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. Take simple moments like shopping and turn them into learning moments.
It's called Swiss.
Swiss has holes.
That's right. Oh, can you say Gorgonzola?
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Visit bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Let's sing that new song.
My music track, track, track from a modem jack, jack, jack plays MP3s, threes, threes, and I download fast, fast, fast. I read the bits, bits, bits on the microchips, chips, chips, and I burnt, burnt, burnt all my favorite hits, hits, hits.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in technology, but parents can help keep them updated. Go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and today we are so happy that you have joined us in this dissertation, if you like, on this word, phenomenal word called light. And we've given you I've given you a definition that you may or may not agree with. If you have some different ideas or you have something you can add to this lesson, please feel free to pick up the phone and call me at 1-866-472-5795. So the definition we gave for light, if you've just joined us, love is divine, God is love, and love, when it hits the density that is earth, turns into light. And we've added to that the fact that light is the force of reclamation, reclaiming. It reclaims what needs to be reclaimed in a spiritual sense. It's charted by the power of creation, and light is nothing less than life itself. And so we're talking now about, are you ready or do you feel the need to be able to go inside and look at, examine, feel, and experience the levels of light that you're carrying right now? And are you ready to engage practices that will allow you to expand the levels of light that you carry inside of you? What benefits, you may very well ask, are available to me if I choose to work with light and expand the levels of light? Well, first of all, the level of intelligence will increase. Secondly, it will bring you into perfect harmony, balance, and allow you to bring down from above. We did a session called As Above, So Below. And at that time, we agreed that that's probably one of the key elements in the world of this understanding that there is a blueprint above us and there's a blueprint within us. And it's a question, when we're walking the earth, the more we can bring those two into perfect alignment, then we become more spiritual. This is the pathway upon which spiritual masters travel so that they can graduate. And so if you are open and you're ready, you feel you're ready for that, then you may very well ask, what is it going to take? Well, I'd like to remind you, for those of you who have been listening to me consistently since the show started, and all of these shows are archived, and one can take one's time and go back and listen, and again, listen and engage the archived shows. But the combination of all the archived shows, I would like to think, is more or less direction to the practice and preparation so that we can begin to fill the body and the consciousness with tremendous levels of light. We began way back then encouraging you to walk in rhythm. Even if you've got a very profound workout schedule that you work with, I still advocate that walking is profound, because then we begin this thing of mindful walking, and in mindful walking, that is without the earphones, and then we can begin to expand and open up and walk right back into a natural rhythm. And in walking right back into a natural rhythm, we become more connected with all that light, that universal light. We are, the planet right now is in the process of transitioning as I speak. It's transitioning towards the fifth dimension. And everything on this planet is required to do the same. And so in order to be able to come into this new earth and the peacefulness and the joy, and to be able to make this transition as smoothly, as joyfully, and as blissfully as the universe would like it to be, will require us opening up ourselves to huge volumes of light. Every spirit trapped in a human body has got, in addition to a human body, you know, you've got an emotional body, etc. But you've also got a light body. Each and every one of us has a light body. And when we talk about pulling in and holding in more levels of light, we're talking about expanding our light body. And the larger that body of light becomes, is the more spiritual we become. And as I said before, we begin to move towards mastery of the universe. So some of the things that I want to encourage you to think about is this word, write this word, practice and preparation. It takes practice. It takes preparation so that when practice begins to move us from one level to the other, we are prepared to step into the new levels so that we can receive light. Part of our practice has got to involve clearing our consciousness and our bodies of past trauma, of past injuries, whether that trauma happened to have taken place in this lifetime. Or sometimes we bring in with our consciousness trauma from past lifetimes that have not been resolved. So we're living in times when we have to become conscious that we have got to clear space. We're living in times when we have to become conscious that this word forgiveness is real, and that we have to open up ourselves to forgive and to be forgiven, so that we can clear volumes and volumes and volumes of trauma and pain, etc., out of the body. We have got to be prepared to stepping into what I call right-mindedness. Some people get a little scared of the word righteousness because they think, well, that's very spiritual and that requires mastery of me. But being righteous, it's nothing but walking in, falling in step with right-mindedness, making decisions from that part of yourself that is seeking truth and seeking to abide there. So we have to become more conscious of the tools of transformation that are available to us on the earth right now to help us to walk in right-mindedness. We have got to make a commitment to seek truth. In this thing called drawing more light into our space, light clears out darkness. And so we've got to be prepared to step forth and face the darkness within us and be prepared to let it go. And in order to do that, we sometimes need help. Now, there's some people who are very adept at doing that alone. Some people have got meditative practices and practices that they engage, and they feel quite qualified and very comfortable on working on their stuff by themselves. Not many of us can do that. In my own life, it required 7 serious spiritual teachers to help me to release stuff that needed to be released. So you may want to think about engaging a spiritual teacher. You may want to think about engaging perhaps someone who's a spiritual coach. You may want to look at several of the options that are available for clearing space. There is energy work. There is yoga practices. There are Eastern practices. There are Western practices. But this is the time to begin to turn your attention and to do the research and begin to look at what it is you think you need in order to clear space, in order to clear the pain out, the trauma, the shame. All of these things have got resources available in the world to help you to do this. So clearing space has got to be one of those practices that you've got to engage. You've got to become more mindful of meditation time. There is yoga exercises and practices that are available to be able to help to clear space. Seek out and embrace the teachers that you have appointed in your life. I want to stop and just give a little guideline to that statement. Each of us, when we wrote our life plan, we placed into that life plan a given amount of teachers, souls on the planet, or maybe even off the planet, who got information that will help us on this journey. So those teachers have already been appointed. We just have to become aware, alert, and become very aware that we are ready to seek out the next teacher and the next one and the next one so that we can enhance our learning and further our growth. So it's time to begin to pay attention to those teachers that are available to you. We've got to be prepared to embrace the lessons that life has to offer us, and also to face the trials that will help us, that will test us, and help us to get through this evolutionary process. Be sincere. Sincerity is absolutely. Wake up every morning and tell yourself, today I will attempt to be real, even if it's just for an hour, and then move that further on, and then 2, and then 3, and then 4. Be sincere in all of your actions. Become devoted and diligent so that you can be devastatingly honest with yourself. And above all, practice the art of living with integrity. Our ability to hold levels of light in the physical body and in the consciousness is directly tied to the levels of integrity with which we are walking this planet. If we desire to attract more light into our light bodies, then right alongside that, we have got to desire to walk with levels of integrity that will help us to hold on to these monumental levels of light. Let me come back. I want to talk about how do you know? How do you know for sure when the levels of light begin to increase? The light part. Don't go away. Spirituality 101. And we'll be right back. The answers to some.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Mm-hmm.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
The results indicate your child has neuroblastoma.
There's evidence of metastasis.
We need to schedule a
We'll need to perform a surgical biopsy.
After you hear your child has cancer, chances are you don't hear anything else. CureSearch.org connects you to the most comprehensive research and advice on childhood cancer and to other families who know exactly what you're going through. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Just what is SkillsUSA?
SkillsUSA specifically prepares you for the workforce.
SkillsUSA empowers students to connect with a network of people. SkillsUSA allows students to connect with business and industry, to manage their education, and to really get a feel of the real world.
SkillsUSA.
Find out more on the web at SkillsUSA.org.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. Reverend Norma, and today we are taking a look at light, spiritual light, what it is, what does it mean, why should we desire it, and now we are at the place of how do we know when it's increasing, the levels of light that we're carrying is increasing, not only in the physical body, but in the light body and in our consciousness. It's a wonderful thing when one has spiritual sight, to be around the people when the light, the levels of light they're carrying is expanding. And I'm sure for some of you listening to my voice today, you probably have that ability continuously, or you're probably coming into maximizing that ability to be able to see the light with which people walk. And I'm finding that all around me, I am discovering that there are more and more people who are opening up and are carrying more light. I am discovering that more and more people are now beginning to become conscious, more conscious, that there is more to life than meets the eye. And I'm finding that people are engaging spiritual practices. One of those many ways to kind of prepare yourself to receive more light is to do some cleansing, cleansing of the physical body, cleansing of all those files we carry in our minds, and the cleansing of the emotional body. And again, there are teachers and healers on the planet who have what it takes. They have. We live in wonderful times. This is amazing times to live in, despite what anyone else may say. Because on the planet today, we have thousands and thousands of light workers. Souls who have agreed to be on the planet right now and to have their healing powers awakened so that they can be of service. I'd like to think that I'm one of those light workers on the planet, and I take what it is that I take my light into prison. But there's thousands and thousands and thousands of light workers on the planet. And so whatever it is that you may need to help you through these stages and this process, it's available to you on the planet. And I really, really will encourage you to kind of put out the thought out there of what you need. Are you having a problem, for example, with being truthful? Do you have a problem with a specific healing need? Do you have a problem with being able to walk with integrity 100% of the time here on Earth when so few people are even attempting to do that? Well, whatever the obstacle is, I want to really encourage you today that there are souls out there, there are people out there, whether they are healers or your next-door neighbors. I find as soon as I start talking to people or engaging in spiritual conversations, I am discovering that the most unlikely people around me have got their books, their noses in books and are attempting to do their own work. So begin to live more in the mindful moment so that you can engage what you need in order to make this massive cleansing happen. But for those of you who have already engaged the pathway, I'd like to say congratulations, and I'd also like to remind you, don't get hung up on which path is right and which path is wrong, or which path is questionable, because quite frankly, your sincerity in stepping on the path, your integrity in wanting to find truth, will take you there irregardless of which path you may have chosen. And I hope I've made that really, really clear. So you've chosen the path of your choice. You are upon the path. You're attempting to walk the talk. How do you make a determination as to whether or not more light is, you're attracting more light into the light body and the light body is expanding? Well, here are a few ways, very practical ways, in which you can determine that. Do you feel more energized, particularly first thing in the morning when you wake up? Are you waking up with a little more energy in the body? As the day increases, are there high spots in the day when you feel absolutely surges of energy? That's a very good way of knowing that there's more light coming into the body. Do you find that you're needing even less sleep than you normally did, and yet you're functioning without any levels of extreme tiredness? Are you focusing better? Are you feeling buzzing in your ears? There are a number of us who are walking around with buzzing in our ears because levels of light are kind of filtering in, and that buzzing sound in your ear is one of those ways of knowing that. Have you become very acutely aware of the moment? Are you living and finding yourself, instead of your consciousness being on the past or the future, you're finding that you are more walking in the mindfulness of the moment. And your awareness of what is taking place in the moment is becoming more acute. That is also an indication that you are holding more light. What's your concentration level? Are you waking up or moving around during the course of the day feeling the need to stop and to write poetry, or feeling the need to stop and journal? These are all signs that the light frequency around you is beginning to become enhanced. Incoming light also opens up the doorway for purification. And I'll say that again. Incoming light, as we're bringing in more light, brings with it levels of purification. When I went to Japan, I got involved with a group called Shingi Shumakai, and they do something called Jore. Jore is the Japanese word for light. And what it is the practitioner stands in front of you and extends the hand. There is no touching. And there is an exchange of light that comes through the practitioner and passes directly into the fields of the spiritual fields of the receiver. It's a very powerful experience, and you literally can feel the experience of energy as it enters from the crown of the head, and as it opens up the heart, it unlocks the heart on the way in. Light has this potential to bring purification. And so as you find yourself attracting more light and bringing more light into the body, the physical body, the light body, etc., you will find this need for purification. You will find this need to unclutter your surroundings. You will find the need to begin to unclutter your mind. And in the bookstores, there are many, many, many books that can guide your process on this decluttering. This is very important as you begin to hold larger levels of light. There are also energy work. There's a lot of energy work, energy workers out there who can work with you to help you to begin to push all this stuff that we've been holding on to and at, in all of the bodies and at many, many levels. So begin to pay attention. Begin to pay attention particularly to this need for purification. And again, you can go into, there are many, many potions that are available that will help you to cleanse the body, cleanse the physical body. You know, it's kind of very interesting. In this preparation to hold more light, you start first with decluttering the physical space. And it's almost like that takes us into a rhythm that makes us mentally ready to declutter the emotional and the spiritual state. And then, of course, given the levels of practice that we're engaging, we'll begin to declutter those levels. And as we do that, we are now readying ourselves so that, you see, there's a tremendous amount of spiritual light entering the planet right now, in this movement of moving the planet to the fifth dimension. And we can't escape the fact that the light is coming in, and it is, as it works on the earth, it's also working on us. But we have to take responsibility to clear all the clutter that we are holding on to on the inside. And clearing the clutter on the inside is directly related to beginning to clear the clutter on the outside. So get busy. Get busy decluttering, and if you need help to do that, then by all means, seek out that help. There was a statement earlier that said, light is the sword of creation. What does that mean? And if we look up the word steward, you know, the body is a temple of the living God, I believe this, and as the occupier of the body, I have the stewardship to maintain the body as clean as I possibly can at many, many levels. Light does the same thing. It comes in, it does this purification process, it helps us when we're ready to move all of this stuff out of the way and begin the preparation to allow us to be able to assimilate and to hold on to much more levels of light. We're all seeking harmony and balance and joy in our lives. Who wouldn't want more harmony, more love, more joy in our lives? Well, we've got to create the space to be able to engage that. And the more levels, the more we walk with integrity, the more we're sincere, the more we practice compassion. Compassion is nothing more than love with a compass. The more we practice compassion as we direct that compassion in our own life situations, which allows us to release and to forgive, and as we direct that compassion in our dealings with others, as we think about others, as we want for others the best that we would want for ourselves, as we deal with others from this compassionate place, we begin to open up ourselves to holding on to the phenomenal photons of light that is entering the planet right now and making us ready for the fifth dimension. So these are exciting times in which to live, and I wish I had more time to give stories, so many stories of the people all around me. We conduct a circle, and we find that more and more of our circle members who are practicing and walking, they're trying to walk their talk, they are beginning to demonstrate when we meet once a month the levels of light, the ways in which light is being increased in their consciousness. Don't go away, we'll be right back.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life. Pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Mom! My tooth fell out!
The coach says I can play shortstop!
I get to be a deciduous tree!
You live for the first in your child's life. But how do you cope with the firsts that come after your child is diagnosed with cancer? CureSearch.org connects you to the doctors and scientists whose collaborative research has turned childhood cancer from a nearly incurable disease to one with an overall cure rate of 78%. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Mom?
Dad?
How long should I wait for you?
Mom?
If I'm at soccer practice,
what if something happens? Will you come get me?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of a terrorist attack.
Mom, if you're not home,
should we go to the neighbor's house?
And some extremely good reasons why you should.
Can you tell me?
Everybody should have a plan. Take 5 minutes to talk about where you'll meet and how you'll get in touch with each other in an emergency. For other things you can do to be prepared, visit www.ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and today we have been having this discussion on light, and my, how time flies. How time flies. I hope, sincerely hope, that today I have given you food for thought, if nothing else. I hope that today you've got a better sense of this phenomenally awesome concept called light. We live with artificial lighting, and we are exposed, our senses are exposed to artificial lighting. But when we talk about light in its spiritual sense, we are talking about something that is truly, truly awesome, truly, truly spiritual, truly, truly divine, and that as spirits walking the earth, we have the potential, while we are here, to walk with and to carry phenomenal levels of light if we will make that agreement with the universe to do so. And then when we do, as the levels of light that we carry are expanded within us, and then, you know, I'm a pastor, and on my refrigerator there is a sign, and it says something like this. It says, preach the gospel whenever necessary. Use words. And I think as we begin to take in, attract, and bring in levels of light, and our light bodies begin to expand, then we get to the place where we do not have to preach to anyone. We just simply need to enter a room or enter space, and the light that we carry illuminates the darkness. And the light that we carry brings levels of purification not only into our own lives and in our own consciousness, but we can offer that light without words to those who are ready to receive it. And I think that is I am beginning to learn and be excited about how phenomenally powerful that is to become that which the world needs. And to just be able to take that with us as we go from one place to the other. And then people can make that choice whether they want to join or not to join. And then there's no need for beating people up with words. I think that is a very exciting place for us here on Earth to arrive at. And so this is why it is so important to understand that we have all been scribed in life. If you don't remember anything else about this topic today, is that light is this awesome story of creation. God said, let there be light, and everything that we know on the planet exploded into reality. And so light is the story of creation. Light is the story of recreating ourselves from the inside out, and so the more levels of light that we seek to carry, the more levels of light we seek to embody, is the more intelligent we become. The more intelligent we become is the more wisdom that we're carrying. The most wisdom that we're carrying helps us to fully participate in this blessings of purification. And with purification makes us ready to be able to walk with integrity, to be able to walk with true love, divine love, to be able to walk with compassion, love, with a compass that helps us to negotiate and navigate our way through the world. And if we are to believe that we are truly the stewards of the earth, then if the earth is moving to five, then it's inevitable that we have to move right alongside. You know, all of the ancient scripture and even the new scripture in the Bible tells us that there is need and there is a time when we will have a new heaven and a new earth. We are living through those times. We are blessed to be here on the planet when these levels of light coming in are increasing and that we are exposed to everything that we need in order to embrace it. And to increase the light, the levels of light that we carry in our light body. So I hope today that I've given you some food for thought. If you have a question still in your mind, these things happen after the show is over, then you think about a question, please send me an email at myspirituality101@yahoo.com. That is, you can email me at myspirituality101@yahoo.com. I think it is exciting that the numbers of light bearers on the earth is increasing. I think it's exciting that the number of light workers on the planet is increasing. And there is so much fear around the 2012 concept. You say 2012 for some people, they get so fearful. But I want to say to you, if you are on a path, if you are on a journey, if you are embracing practice, if you're working on purification, then there is no need to fear. Then your process is right in alignment with the process of the evolving earth. And that as you garner and you hold more light, and you allow that light to work on your own consciousness, then you get to that place where you become a co-creator with the divine force so that this earth can be co-created to become the paradise on earth that has been prophesied. Thank you for taking the time today to be with me. Please encourage your friends to listen to this broadcast. Our sessions are archived and they're available. The session will be available from tomorrow, Saturday morning. So encourage a friend to join you in listening to this broadcast. And remember, walk softly and gently on the planet. For you argued for your right to be here in these phenomenal times. And now that you're here, there is joy, there is peace, there is much light, and there are tremendous levels of love available to you on the planet today. And to be actively a part of what's evolving here on Earth is really quite a big deal in the spirit. Thank you for listening. God bless you. And until we meet next Friday, be happy.
Tune into Inner Speak Soul Adventures Talk Radio Show every Tuesday evening.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.